A poll from the Pew Research Center shows George Bush and John Kerry dead even among both registered and likely voters, with Senator Kerry wiping out the president's edge over the past few weeks. The poll shows the two candidates tied at 47% among likely voters, Ralph Nader with 1% and 5% still undecided.
Andrew Kohut directs the Pew Research Center and joins us with more on the numbers and what's behind them. And I guess we should start, Andy, by saying that polls, apart from yours, are all over the map on this, and voters who are confused have good reason for being confused.
Sure. There are two classes of polls this week. Polls like ours, which have the race even. The CBS New York Times poll has it that way. The NBC Wall Street Journal has it that way. But Gallup, Newsweek, the ABC Washington Post poll all have Bush with a significant lead. So there's a fair amount of volatility in these polls, just as there was after the conventions. And it's not unusual that after a big event such as the conventions and now the debates, we have voter opinions unsettled and the polls showing conflicting answers. The problem now is, however, we only have 2 weeks to get these polls in line, and we're all hopeful that the polls are going to begin to show some consistency.
With your poll, Andy, showing this race tightening, what are you learning from the numbers about what accounts for that? Why is John Kerry making some progress here?
Well, he's improved his image compared to earlier in October. He has erased Bush's advantage on honesty and on having good judgment in the crisis, and he has a more favorable, positive image. He's seen as a more empathetic man than he was in early October.
If you look at the question of terrorism, though, among those voters for whom this is a top issue this year, the president continues to do very well in that group.
That's his issue. That's his most significant issue. And, you know, one of the things that we have here that reflects the conflict that people have in their attitudes is they're very critical of President Bush with respect to domestic issues and with respect to Iraq. They still have a high regard for him with on terrorism, and they're still not completely comfortable with John Kerry as an alternative, even though President Bush's approval ratings are so low. We have President Bush's overall approval rating at 44%. That is certainly in the danger zone.
One of the questions you ask in this recent poll is, how much of a risk is it to replace the president with John Kerry while the U.S. is threatened by terrorism? And what did you find there?
Well, we found 40% saying it's a major risk, another 25% saying that there's some risk there. And, you know, there is this issue of changing horses. When we posed a different form of the question where we said how much of a risk is there in switching to the country given that we face a terrorist threat, we get an even somewhat higher 43% saying there's a major risk, not much higher, but somewhat higher.
Let's talk a bit about the elusive group of swing voters and what those numbers seem to be showing in this poll. Who are these swing voters, first of all? How many are there, and what are they thinking?
Well, we are now down to 14% among likely voters. 4% of them are people who told us they support Bush but might switch to Kerry. 4% of them are people who told us that they support Kerry but might switch to Bush. And then 6% say they don't know or they're undecided flat out.
And the numbers that you're learning from these swing voters, what do they indicate about what their leanings are this time?
Well, they're pretty divided. One of the things that we find is that swing voters, the biggest criticism that resonates with swing voters about Senator Kerry is that he flip-flops too much. Swing voters are less put off by the charge that he's too liberal or that he wants to bring back big government. On the other hand, swing voters look at President Bush, and the criticism that he misled the public on Iraq resonates with them. They worry that he caters to the rich, and they worry that he refuses to admit mistakes. So from these answers, you would guess that the debates did impress the swing voters, and the issues that were raised in these debates are going to be very much on their minds as they make up their minds in over the next 2 weeks.
One of the specific groups that your poll looks at is the women's vote, and it seems that your numbers are showing a gender gap that's widened in John Kerry's favor. Am I reading that right?
That's absolutely correct. We have John Kerry polling as much support from women as Gore polled 4 years ago. That was not the case in our October survey. When we had Bush ahead, in which case women were divided pretty evenly and men backed Bush by the same healthy margin they do now. The vagaries of the responses of women and the attitudes of women are a very important element in this election. They're one of the contested constituencies, as are white Catholic voters. They, too, along with women, have been going back and forth in our polls and others as well.
Andrew Kohut directs the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.